USL, yeah, the 2013 Nissan Leaf was really the first production of electric cars outside of Tesla at any scale, so I think they just found batteries and put them in there. They did not provide temperature control for the battery, which is something that can increase the durability quite a bit for whatever chemistry they used at that time. Since then, in about, I think 2018 or 2019, they upgraded the chemistry of the thing to be less temperature sensitive. So most batteries are sufficiently reliable that it's not a common occurrence to be replacing one. So the Nissan Leaf battery replacement industry, if you will, is a cottage industry. So really, I went down to some mechanics that did this on the side, and so they take intact ones out of cars that had other damage to where they couldn't keep driving, and swap it out more or less. And the old one they would resell, because it's still even not a great battery, still a pretty good battery for say server backup power or something like that. So they sell them for use in uninterrupted power supplies or something like that, just because even though it's not a great battery for a car, it's a really great battery for fixed location with, you know, because who cares how much volume or weight it takes up in a fixed location. So that was kind of their business model. And